fentanyl is 3 times more powerful than cyanide and can kill anyone who ingests it, whether alone or added to heroin. In the last 2 years for which there's data, fentanyl-related deaths in Ohio soared from 84 to just over 1,100. Republican Senator Frank LaRose of the Akron area said, targeting the traffickers in fentanyl with up to 8 more years in prison is a way to stem that rising tide.
These are people that have earned a living, earned a profit in this illicit trade, and they know for a fact that some of their clientele are going to die as a result of the poison that they're selling. Those people belong in prison for a long time.
LaRose noted the bill does not put more money toward drug treatment, saying that's not its function. But some Democrats say the idea behind this proposal is very familiar. Senator Michael Skindle of Lakewood said the bill reflects the same strategies that have embodied the war on drugs for the past 30 years.
The failed strategies of long sentences, mandatory minimums, sending to prison low-level drug users and dealers, who are caught in a cycle of addiction, who have a medical illness, and sentencing based upon aggregate weight as opposed to pure weight.
Skindle and Senator Cecil Thomas of Cincinnati argued that what's really needed is more money for drug treatment, since many traffickers are selling simply to support their own habits. Those comments riled Republicans, who said that what the bill doesn't do is no reason to vote against it. Cliff Hyde of Finley admitted there is a need for more treatment and beds and money toward fighting addiction.
But this is a little bit of a dent in saving lives. A dent. It's not the answer. I agree with everybody. But if we don't vote on this bill, we're saying it's okay for people to kill people in this state. And there's no other way of looking at it. No other way.
And Republican Senator Dave Burke, a pharmacist from Marysville, said discussions about whether this bill is enough to really solve the heroin crisis in Ohio missed the point.
3 table salt grains of fentanyl will kill you. And if you think that's okay, then vote no on the bill. Because not only is the drug being diluted, apparently so are your ethics when it comes to fighting this issue.
But Thomas, a former police officer, said getting tough on drugs without increasing investment in treatment will continue to just bring more overcrowding and spending in the prison system.
We're talking about more sentencing, adding more beds to the penitentiary, and putting much more weight on our budget. So I hear your passion, Senator, and I know exactly what you're attempting to do. But I've done this, and I know that all you're doing is repeating what we did back in the 70s and 80s.
While the measure does include mandatory sentencing guidelines, it also has a provision that allows judges to sentence traffickers caught with smaller amounts to alternative options. The bill passed by a 4-1 margin, with 6 Democrats voting against it. It now goes on to the House. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.